Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
Why settle for some club in a hotel when you can just buy the hotel?
I'm worrying. Politics is a Vanderbilt birthright. The only thing Nate's ever voted for is American Idol. Tripp was the same way. Grandfather can be very persuasive.
When did Tripp decide to run for Congress?
Well, after Congressman Kruger died, a House seat opened up in Manhattan.
Dan, I have to tell you something.
Olivia!
Oh my God, you're not...
Four. I lied because I care about you. The only person I want to kiss here tonight is you.
Why would you leak a fake photo? Are you trying to destroy Tripp's campaign?
That's going to win Tripp the election.
And what happens to Carter?
I'm sorry, I had to lie to you.
No, you're not. I settled your debt with the Buckleys. He probably hates me now, but it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, S, but Chuck Sotel needed this. Without your celebrities, we're buried in the city section. Now we're front page news.
You got my client's photograph at the hottest party of the year. Your job is safe. And Serena, that job now includes publicly dating Patrick. I don't know if I'd call that work. Get back to me after date two.
Where is she, babe? Serena. And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. If you know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl. In Manhattan, some parties are VIP only. Others are strictly private. But some parties are political, and those lines are drawn by the most established of the establishment. Hey, you want to use that? And once those lines are drawn, they can never be crossed.
A Michael Mann political thriller? That's good news.
Wonderful news.
And my source tells me Michael's only considering two actors for the lead, Patrick and Ryan Felipe.
Well, then he's in. Ryan totally lost his mojo after Reese got with Jake.
Don't shake me, Serena.
Your job is to get Patrick's photo taken with politicians at the Vanderbilt election party tonight.
But, Casey, I can't.
The producers will eat it up.
Plus, it'll totally help him get in the character
for his audition next week.
So I look forward to hearing how it goes.
Wait, Casey, the problem is I'm kind of on the outs with the Vanderbilts right now.
Serena, what's PR rule number one?
My only value is my social network.
But I'm afraid that network
is currently one Archibald short.
Make it happen.
Clean up your mess or clean out your desk.
How long are you going to wait?
Not long.
Remind me to send the Vanderbilt campaign the muffin basket. Vanessa's been completely MIA since we started shooting that documentary.
She was here for like 10 seconds yesterday, and I guess she's getting amazing footage.
The only footage I want to see is your Jimmy Fallon appearance. I mean, dinner was great last night. I just wish we'd gotten back in time to see it.
Yeah, sorry I dragged you to that gelato shop. I had a really bad sugar craving.
You know what? I bet it's online.
No. You can't watch it like that. The quality's so bad, you know? I'd rather you watch it in HD.
Okay. When? I'm sorry, I'm just excited. It's been a while since I had a girlfriend on a late-night talk show.
Well, I'm sure I can get a copy from Casey.
Okay.
Oh, watch out! It's bathroom boy. Clear the way.
Good morning to you, too.
Welcome to my new suite. We patent the media system, interactive high-def 3D gaming, instant access to the world's largest media library, and in-house food, spa services. Just touch the button. Flair's favorite part, real-time surveillance playback. It's naughty.
Well, it certainly is a step up from the Columbia dorms.
Most penthouses are, Nathaniel. It's two bedrooms. Feel free to crash anytime you like.
Trip, Maureen.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, this behind-the-scenes stuff is really great. Thanks again for letting me film Tripp's campaign.
Oh, no problem.
Charles, you've outdone yourself.
My pleasure, sir. Can't think of a better way to christen the ballroom than with a Vanderbilt victory party.
Your generosity will not be forgotten by me or my family. We're very much looking forward to tonight's event.
Thanks again, Chuck. Even if the night ends in defeat, at least we'll have a good party.
Sweetie, don't talk like that.
This morning's polling numbers aren't great. We're down where we should be up, and where we are up, we're barely hanging on.
That's what makes it exciting, right?
Excuse me.
Right.
He's right, Nathaniel. Things aren't where they should be. Buckley's dirty pool is starting to work, thanks to Sir. Actually, no, we weren't able to expose it.
Well, isn't there something we can do?
It's election day. At this point, Nathaniel, it would take nothing short of a miracle.
Hey, I was running errands in case you asked me to drop off your Jimmy Fallon interview.
Great. Guess that means you've seen it.
Yeah.
You know I didn't mean what I said.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm sure Dan understands.
He hasn't even seen it. I don't know what to do. I have to fix this. And meanwhile, keep him away from TV and internet and strangers with the urge to make fun of him.
Don't forget about Gossip Girl.
I have to just keep him completely isolated.
Oh, hey. What are you doing here?
Serena just came by to tell us how much she likes Patrick.
Oh.
Yeah. Oddly, he's my favorite part of my job. It's actually pretty fun having a fake relationship. Talk about no pressure.
I'm slightly relieved. I heard some pretty crazy stuff about Patrick after we broke up. Supposedly, he went a bit method after that Gus Van Sant movie he did nobody saw.
Yeah, his agents and Casey are filtering all the scripts that get to him. So far, he's only been allowed to read a political thriller. What's the worst thing he can do? Pass a bill.
Listen, as much as I enjoy my current girlfriend talking to my ex-girlfriend about her fake boyfriend, who is also my current girlfriend's ex, you could probably get us a copy of that Fallon interview, right?
But first, Serena, you should probably get to Patrick's before FedEx does with more scripts.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
Yes. I hope we're not here looking for an apology.
No, I was just dropping something off to Olivia.
Oh, that's right. I momentarily forgot your job is more important than your friends.
I have a couple minutes. Do you want to get a latte?
If by getting a latte you mean apologizing, then no, I don't.
Out of respect for our many years of friendship, I'm willing to let what you did slide.
What I did?
Okay, we both made decisions that hurt the other. We both feel badly. Now let's move on.
I actually have to go meet Chuck right now. We've been going nonstop prepping for Trip Vanderbilt's election party tonight. Speaking of which, I noticed you're not on the guest list. That can only mean one thing. Nate still hates you for whatever it is you did to him.
I'd check your sources, Beef. And I am going tonight with my handsome boyfriend, Patrick. Since your boyfriend's working the party, who are you going with? One of your knockoffs?
Well, since you're so interested, I have made real friends here. I just don't share your need to brag.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to meet them tonight.
I need a friend. Stat, I'm your friend. Please. I'm not friends with staff.
You need to get that?
No, it's not important.
This is Nate. Leave a message.
I'm just saying, if this morning's polls put you neck and neck with Sullivan, then there's still time. So why not let grandfather help you?
Nate, I said it before, and I'll say it again. I'd rather lose fair and square than win with a dirty campaign.
Yeah, well, asking grandfather for help doesn't necessarily mean playing dirty.
So it's election day. Who are you voting for?
Hey! Someone's throwing over here! Over here!
It looks like Tripp's prayers have been answered with another miracle on the Hudson. Are the Vanderbilts blessed with good luck or good timing?
You're watching New York One News all day.
Just this morning, congressional candidate Tripp Vanderbilt rescued a man who was drowning in the Hudson River.
One minute I'm walking along the pier, and the next thing I know, I lose my balance. And boom, I'm in the Hudson. If it wasn't for this brave young man, Tripp Vanderbilt.
Apparently, Vanderbilt was on his way to...
10 hours till the polls close. Let's seize the day, gentlemen. Where are we with media?
I've locked down coverage from every local station for the midday news.
Time to call Couric. She owes me a favor. Maybe she can squeeze Tripp into the evening news.
Excuse me, Grandfather. Can I speak with you for 1 minute?
Zogby has him neck and neck. Rasmussen puts him up by a point.
Tripp, that's fantastic.
Remember, till the polls close, anytime someone mentions the name Tripp Vanderbilt, it should be followed by the word hero.
Well, I guess miracles do happen. Huh, Grandfather?
Our family is really blessed. So is that man who almost died.
William, can you take a look at this?
Absolutely. No, thank you. Thank you so much. Hey,
My rescue footage is going to be on the news tonight. William told me to go out and drum up some interest, and it looks like I'm the only one who got it all on tape.
Congratulations. Have you seen Nate?
Yeah, he's over there. Tell him bye from me. I got to go home and get my tapes together.
Okay. What are you doing here?
I left you a message. You never called me back.
Yeah, well, as you can see, I've been sort of busy, and I really have nothing to say to you.
Then I'll make it quick. I need you to put me and Patrick Roberts on the guest list for Tripp's party tonight.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, my job is at stake.
Oh, that's funny. So is my cousin's campaign, thanks to you.
As far as I'm concerned, we're even. You used me for your Buckley photo scam. All I did was find out and undo it.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call revenge a solid foundation for a friendship.
Who said anything about friendship? All I need is an invite plus one.
Serena.
Tripp, hey, I voted for you.
Thanks. You coming tonight?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. Thanks, Nate.
Can I get you to sign off on this?
Washington Square Park, Pope's Library, Bar None. I even tried spinning the cube at St. Mark's Place, but not a friend in sight. I just don't know what would make this hard at Yale.
What about that Vanessa girl? Didn't you know her in high school?
I've never heard that name before in my life. Now feel free to see yourself out. Oh my God, how does that girl have the Valentina 360 bag? I'm still waitlisted.
Who? Where?
At the register. Quick, how do I look? Superior. No one follow me. Love your 360.
Thanks, I just got it.
I'm very smart to pair with Peter Salm.
You're good.
I know. I'm Blair. May I?
Oh, please. Do.
Oh, the moment I saw it, it joined my list of Blair's most wanted. Believe me, when I tell you, I don't say this very often, but I think I like you.
Well, give me those peep toes and maybe I'll believe you.
Sorry. My Alexander Bermans are sacred.
Oh, man.
By the way, I'm Brandeis. How would you like to come with me to a fabulous party tonight? Matt. Are you joking?
Oh, not the least. It's going on the end of door, which makes it a triple word score. Scrabble bitches.
That's my son.
Wow, the Humphreys are so serious about their Scrabble game.
Oh, you yeah. Two are so sweet to come over and entertain Jenny, poor thing.
Well, she's been cooped up with this virus for a week. I mean, when she called, how could we resist?
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Really getting sick of TV and internet.
Alright, I need to start his mask.
Can I borrow your phone?
Yeah, go ahead.
I keep leaving mine in the dorm.
That's 33. A whopping 33 points.
Jet doorman? Is that a word?
Well, it'll be jet doormat.
Jet doormat.
So, it's election day. Who are you voting for?
I don't know. That's a really tough question, you know? I'm not really sure who I'm going to vote for. Awfully young. But, you know, I'm not really...
What?
Sure, I'm gonna go for it. Awfully young.
Wow. You look hot.
Same. I have great news.
Yeah, so do I.
You first.
I just finished reading a fantastic script.
It's a political thriller?
No, it's a remake of Leaving Las Vegas. They want to redo it with a younger cast.
Where did you get those scripts?
In the garbage. I'm telling you, this one's amazing. Care to join me in a little research?
No research. Your team has been pushing very hard for the political one. And I have worked my butt off to get you into this party tonight.
Yeah, but Miley Cyrus has already signed on to play the Elizabeth Shue role. They must have seen her on that poll at the TCAs.
Okay, we don't have time to talk about this. You need to get ready. This party is a very big deal for both of us. There will be tons of important political people there tonight. Forget Vegas. It's all about DC, okay? Put on some clothes, please.
Hey, Vanessa. Listen, I'm really busy. I just couldn't wait.
Honestly, no. And I thought it'd be better to talk away from the campaign chaos. I'm in a really awkward position, so I'm just going to say what I have to say.
Okay.
What happened at the Hudson this morning wasn't what it looked like.
What do you mean?
The guy you and Tripp saved, he didn't fall. I think it was set up.
That's ridiculous.
I have it all on tape.
Well, has anyone else seen the footage?
No, but I already agreed to sell it to New York One, and I'm going to meet Carolyn Lowe, one of the producers at Cafeteria.
Whoa, wait, Vanessa, if you do that...
I'm sorry, but if I just sit on it, I'd become part of a cover-up.
Listen, the polls close in a few hours. Can you just wait?
I wish I could, but this is not some high school thing with Blair and the Mean Girls. This is someone running for public office, Nate.
Yeah, but there's got to be some sort of explanation.
Someone set Tripp up to look like a hero, and I think we both know the person most likely to orchestrate something like that is your grandfather. I have so much respect for Tripp, and he has been so generous to let me film his campaign. Should I warn him so he can prepare a strategy for damage control?
Don't worry about telling Tripp. Okay, I'll tell him.
I'm sorry, Nate.
This election may be too close to call, but when it's his family's honor or his own, Nate Archibald has the number on speed dial.
Yes, New York One, please. Carolyn Lowe?
Wow, thank you so much for explaining that.
Hey, we were just discussing the Senate Committee on Appropriations. Maybe you'd like to join us.
Senator? Hello.
Thank you so much. See, isn't this great? You've got the perfect Capitol Hill vibe.
I gotta hit the camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's Senator Proctor.
Wow. You really do know everyone.
Oh, I don't know everyone. I'll be right back.
Hey, Blair.
Hey! Do you see that gorgeous blonde and pro ends of school are talking to those high-profile politicians?
That's my best friend, Brandeis. She knows most of them personally.
Oh, that's great. I mean, political connections aren't the first thing most people look for in friends.
They must really love her, because when she introduced us, they seemed thrilled to meet me. They even asked if we were sisters.
Well, I can't wait for you to meet Patrick. He's over at the bar getting me a drink right now. I feel so lucky. He's so attentive.
It doesn't take much, does it? What? No one's ever accused you of saying no.
Hey, where's the Scrabble dictionary? I swear Scrappy's a word. Oh. Scrabble dictionary. Bathroom boy.
All right, you know our next guest from the Endless Nights movie franchise. Please welcome the lovely Olivia Burke, everybody.
She's cute.
Many years of private sector, and then, after retiring, served 4 years in city council, 10 in the state legislature, and was a supporter of John McCain, who dumped for him all across rural upstate New York in the 2008 presidential race.
Someone just told me you're Vanessa Abrams, is that right?
Yeah. So who did you end up selling the footage to?
My office just called, said that you sold your rescue footage to another network?
Yeah, I sold it to New York One, actually. A woman named Carolyn Lowe. I met her 2 hours ago.
I'm Carolyn Lowe.
So who was the woman in the restaurant?
Finally. It's your turn.
You know, I just realized I have an environmental studies paper due tomorrow.
Oh, wait. I'll just get my stuff.
No, you know what to say. You're winning, and you gotta keep Jenny company. I'll text you later. Yeah.
Did my son just walk out before playing a cue on a double letter? That is so not the Humphrey way.
My computer.
You know, I am sensing something else is going on here.
Well, you didn't actually think they wanted to play 5 hours worth of board games with us, did you?
Looking for your boyfriend?
No, he's probably getting mobbed by fans right now. He's just stolen away to get us a drink.
Doubt it, because he downed both your drinks and then ordered two more for himself.
Where is he?
Don't worry, I took care of it. I had him taken up to a suite.
What? Why?
He's bombed. He's drunker than Paula Abdul during Hollywood Week.
Are you really that jealous that he's here with me?
Look, S, you know wasted better than most of us, having been in that state so many times yourself. I guess you just met your match. But since I just found out that your date is really work, you may want to pay closer attention to him next time. This is Nate's big night at Chuck's Hotel. So, sorry, S. I did what I had to do. Again.
So you're out with this guy, he goes to the bathroom, he comes back.
Well, it was our first date, and he goes to the restroom, and when he comes back, his shirt was on inside out.
Check, please. That's where you go right there. Yeah, that's when you get out.
Really?
That's when you have to leave, yes.
No, I find out later that on the way into the bathroom, he's walked into a spider web, and a spider crawled inside his shirt.
Yeah, the old spider excuse. Yeah, we've all used that one before. Yeah, a spider came down my shirt, and that's why I had to take my shirt off. I believe that. Yeah, I would believe that one. And now, are you still dating bathroom boy, or... Or is he arrested? I don't know.
Tomorrow is our one-month anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's big.
In honor, I'll be taking my clothes off in the bathroom and then redressing myself.
And after all that Scrabble...
I can't believe I told that story on national television. He must hate me. Please pick up. It's a voicemail. Hey, it's me. I know that you're not picking up because you must be so mad at me. Please know that I'm so, so sorry.
Patrick!
Whoa,
what are you doing? I told you how important tonight was.
You think Blair had me thrown out because I was a little tipsy? Or because I was talking to that high-priced hall girl friend of hers?
What did you just say?
Why'd you do it?
Do what?
Come on, Nate. You were the only one who knew I had a meeting to sell that footage.
I had to protect Trip.
I came to you first as a friend.
Don't be so self-righteous. You were only selling the footage to further your own career.
That is not true.
Oh, so you're saying you weren't excited to see your name flash on every television in Manhattan?
You know what, Nate? I'll let you know how that feels in just a minute.
What does that mean?
Hey, everybody, quiet down for a second.
Breaking news. We are just now getting reports that first-hand footage of the Hudson River rescue reveals Trip Vanderbilt's heroic act might not have been so heroic. It seems after close inspection of the footage taken at the time, it's apparent the man deliberately went into the Hudson.
The polls are closed, and Gossip Girl is calling this election dirty.
It remains to be seen who exactly is responsible for this hoax. Someone in the Vanderbilt camp? Maybe the candidate himself? The news of this breaking quickly,
Father.
The effect it'll have on the polls, is impossible to measure.
All right, could someone
However,
just
one might imagine that those who have already cast their ballot might not be...
And please just give us a moment of privacy. Thank you. I can't believe you would compromise my integrity like this.
It's like a deep breath trip.
You didn't believe I could actually win, did you?
Honestly, I had my doubts. But I did not do this.
The hell you didn't.
Sure.
Calm down. Listen to me very carefully, Grandfather. If you don't go out there and take responsibility for this, then I will. By stepping out of the race.
I'm not going to go stand in front of those cameras and lie.
Oh, come on, Grandfather. It's time to come clean.
I give you my word. I'm not responsible for this.
Unfortunately, for the both of us, your word means nothing anymore.
Well, you are both done. I'm going to go down and join the celebration.
Gather the press, Nate. I'm going to announce my official withdrawal. I just have to tell Maureen first.
Thank you.
enemy of the state right now. What happened to you, Nate? The guy I used to call my friend had a moral compass.
Well, right now I'm thinking I'm just going to go for my master's, but who knows?
Sorry to interrupt. Brandeis, right? I'm Serena.
Hi, Serena. This is Congressman Wade.
Pleasure to meet you. And are you a student like Brandeis?
No, I'm just a regular old working girl.
Really? And do you two work together? Because maybe even three of
us. Congressman, you've been campaigning a little too hard.
Let me guess. You want to go upstairs and see if two blondes make all right?
Excuse us. I'm sorry. I thought I was working this party alone. Did the agency send you?
No, you're right. This party is all yours. Excuse me.
As a friend of the family, what do you have to say about the allegation that Trip Vanderbilt's heroism might have been staged?
I say I'm a businessman, not a politician.
Fine. So how will it affect your business if the Empire's inaugural event is mired in scandal? Hey, girl.
Well, if you think anyone goes to the Mercer for the maid service, they go because they want to see Russell Crowe from hissing. Anyway, nothing happens at the Empire without my say-so.
Sir, will you please come with me? Hey, sir, I need you to put some pants on.
Where are you taking me?
What are you doing, Blair? Looking for your best friend? Bad news. Security just escorted her out in time to avoid a major political scandal.
You're kidding me. Now we're doing tit for tat?
She was an escort. A high-priced hooker.
You're ridiculous. Brandeis is not a call girl. She's a psych major. Who on earth told you that?
Patrick.
The guy is wasted. He thought Chuck Schumer was his father. You're just trying to get back at me.
No, actually, I'm just looking out for Chuck and Nate. I doubt Chuck would want a prostitute at his hotel, especially at this party.
You don't get it. Patrick was about to cause a scene. I was protecting everyone, including you.
What are you talking about?
Look, ladies, please. This is supposed to be a classy event, not a sample sale at an outlet mall.
Chuck, you'll never believe what Serena did. She had my friend kicked out of the party.
The call girl? Security just told me.
What? No, I promise you, Brandeis is not an escort. Serena's just trying to get even with me.
Look, I don't know what's going on here, but if the girl's still here, I'll finally get to the bottom of it, okay?
Thank you, Chuck. And who's the one getting paid to date her clients, anyway?
That's enough.
No. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck. The only prostitute here is you. Come on, Chuck. I want some cake.
Blair and Serena at war again. Yummy.
Hey, you go first.
Nate, it's okay. I know what I'm doing.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Hi. My name is Nate Archibald. I'm Trip Vanderbilt's cousin. And I know there's a lot of buzz going around about what exactly happened this morning at the Hudson River. And it saddens me to tell you all that the story about it being a hoax, it is true. However, cousin Trip Vanderbilt had no knowledge of any kind of setup. My cousin is not only the most moral, honest and courageous guy I know. He's still a hero. How do I know this? Because I'm the one who set it up.
What's wrong with you?
Right now, first, I need a drink. She called me a prostitute.
Yeah, why do you think she did that?
I'm not sleeping with Patrick. You, of all people, know what a prostitute does.
The reason Blair attacked you is because she misses you. Don't tell me after 18 years you can't read Waldorf's subtext.
I shouldn't have to. If that's what she's feeling, then she should tell me. It is time for her to grow up.
This is coming from someone who just pushed their best friend into a cake. Look, you think your friendship is going to take care of itself. You're not kids anymore. You can't say you hate each other and then make up an hour later on the next steps.
You tell her that.
I'm telling you. And you should be careful. Because one day you're going to find yourself telling people about Blair Waldorf. The girl who used to be your best friend.
I got your text.
Yeah, all I said was...
Maybe we should talk, and so I just came right away. I'm sorry about Fallon. Up till now, my publicist would decide everything for me, what I talk about during interviews, and even script exactly what I would say, and just this one time I wanted to just be myself and go out there and be me, and I bombed.
But no, you didn't. No, it was funny, really.
And then today, you left, and I knew that I'd hurt you, and... Our first date meant so much to me.
Olivia, Fallon was right. The spider story isn't even true.
What is this?
You want to know the truth about our first date? There was no spider. I was so nervous that I was with you. I kept sweating through my shirt, so I was running to the bathroom to use a hand dryer to... What? This isn't funny. Don't laugh.
I'm really trying to.
So, and then today, I rushed out of Scrabble because I just seen your interview on TV where you told the whole world that today was our one-month anniversary, you know. And I mean, I'm usually very on the ball with these things.
Stop. You're amazing. You're not the only one with a surprise today.
You're watching New York One, news all evening.
Before we return to the race for the mayor of New York City, we first want to take you to the congressional election, which really couldn't be any closer. At this time, with 85% of the votes counted, Mike Sullivan has 49,837 votes.
What are you doing down here? Get back to your party.
I was hoping you'd still be here. I wanted to thank you for the sacrifice you made on that stage tonight. For me.
Hey, I was happy to. I believe in you.
Here it is. We are now prepared.
And apparently New York does too.
In favor of newcomer, 26-year-old William Vanderbilt III, affectionately known to those around him as Trip. That is right. With 96% of the vote counted,
I won. Yeah, you did. Just do me one favor, though.
Anything.
Be the best congressman this district's ever seen. I have complete faith in you. After all, I mean, you're the only honest man in our family. Congrats.
Thanks.
You deserve it. I better get going before we're seen together and another scandal erupts.
I promise you, one day I will make things right. I will fix this. This is the beginning of a new Vanderbilt dynasty, one we can be proud of.
I shouldn't have done that, but whether it was Patrick tonight or Casey's clients at Chuck's party, a real friend would have come to me with a problem and we would have solved it together.
Seriously, Serena, after 18 years of this, I actually feel sorry for you. You're so far deep in Serena world, you can't even recognize what's really going on. Throughout all my years with Nate, my whole life, really, you've always been number one. And now, for the first time, things are different. I'm different. I have college and a real relationship. I'm starting to build a life for myself.
I'm building a life for myself, too.
With Carter? With your job as an assistant to a publicist who pays you to date a whacked-out movie star?
You're drifting away from Dan and your family, and you've lost Nate, one of your oldest friends. This night is finally over. And as far as I'm concerned, so are we.
Who would have thought that S and B's friendship had a term limit? Sorry, ladies. Party's over.
Thank you. Hey, Brandeis. I thought you'd be long gone by now.
Hey, Blair. Great party.
I am so sorry. I can't believe Serena told everyone you were a prostitute. That is, like, so crazy.
Well, to be honest, it's not that crazy.
How so?
It's true. I'm a working girl. I wanted to tell you, but we just met.
Ew! Do you even go to school at NYU?
Yes. And I am a psych major. Ask me anything. Freud, Skinner, Piaget. I'm still the same person, Blair. This is just how I pay for college and couture.
Huh. Well, I have to run it by my people, but we can still shop together, perhaps?
Absolutely. But right now, I got a job.
You use me to meet new clients?
Sorry, but I'm new to Big Apple.
And rotten to the core.
Okay, come on. Come on. Let's get you in. Easy. Come on, watch your head.
Hey, come on. Let's go to Barbaloo.
No.
You have to. You're my girlfriend. I can't be seen without you. Remember? That's what you get paid for.
Come on, 710 East 76th Street. Thomas Cunningham shares a delivery.
I think Nathaniel was brilliant tonight, don't you?
Brilliant. Foolish is more like it.
Come on, William. Even you have to admit it. This couldn't have worked any better if it was planned.
You.
All this time, you thought the only thing I was capable of was holding his hand and smiling on the sidelines.
To be honest, my dear, I never really spent that much time thinking about you.
Well, your loss is my gain. My husband is a congressman. And thanks to Vanessa's camera, you're out of our lives for good. Finally, Tripp can be his own man. My man.
You think I'm really just going to stand aside and let myself become collateral damage? I'll tell him.
You don't exactly have a lot of credibility right now. Who's he going to believe?
You said you were going home.
Changed my mind.
Well, if I'd known, I would have come sooner. Did you ever find Brandeis?
Yes. We're not friends anymore. That's okay. Have you? It's all I need.
It was just last year the front page of every major newspaper had coverage of Tripp and Maureen Vanderbilt's marriage. Dignitaries across the world attended.
Sometimes it's hard to see the lines we've drawn. until we cross them.
Sorry, you know, I did want to say something. We wanted to apologize for the last time. I was a little hard on your boyfriend, and I apologize for that. So, Dan, if you're watching, we want to say happy anniversary.
Oh.
This is for you, Olivia and Dan. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I'm very sorry.
That's when we rely on the ones we love to pull us back and give us something to hold on to.
Congratulations, Congressman Olay.
Serena, thank you.
Shouldn't you be in the ballroom?
Probably.
Where's your better half?
I don't know. I was looking for her. Then I realized this might be my last private moment for a while.
Well, I can be.
It's okay. Stay. Please. I'd love to have someone to sit with. Not talking about politics. Not talking about anything. You want to tell me about it?
No, I don't think you want to hear this one.
I do. Let your problem be the first that I address as your elected representative.
Okay, Congressman. But I'm going to warn you, this one might need a special committee.
Hey, wait, this sounds serious. Bartender, I'll have what she's having.
I'll have another, please. Thank you.
Then there are the clearly marked lines. The ones that if you dare cross, you may never find your way back. XOXO, Gossip Girl.